This Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up is for the epic new Optus prepaid plans.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Peking Duck and netball superstar Verity Charles.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Ellis and Ryan John.
Yes, it is Kids Alpha Bucks on a Friday. We did it last week and Lockie won $200. He was a little legend and we've got some and you can contest
we've got
today.
We've got a nine-year-old today. Good morning, Gemma. How are you?
Hey, Gemma.
Now, Gemma, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A teacher.
A teacher. Oh, that's a fantastic degree to do at ECU.
Yep.
What school do you go to?
Tapping Primary School.
Oh, brilliant. And will the friends be listening to you this morning, hopefully?
I don't know.
Well, okay. A big shout out to all your school friends and your teacher this morning.
Okay.
Now, you're ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, Gemma, your letter this morning is C for chin. Okay, C for chin. And do you know any C words?
Carrot.
Yep, bang. Beautiful. We've got the right letter. Good. Now, I've just got to run you through the rules quickly. You have 30 seconds. Every correct answer is $50. All 10 is $10,000 for you to spend. That's exciting. You can pass if you don't know the answer. We must take your first answer. You cannot say the same answer twice. Make sure you pass if you don't know the answer quickly so we can move on quickly for you.
Okay.
Good
all
on
right,
you,
Gem, you're gonna absolutely smash it, all right, girl?
Okay.
Okay. So like Xavier Ellis said, your letter is C and your time starts now. Name a body part.
Chin.
Team sport.
Cricket.
Something you drink.
Coca-Cola.
Disney movie.
Pass.
An insect.
Pass.
A dairy product.
Pass.
Name something you buy tickets to.
Concert.
A flavour of chips.
Cream and cheese.
A breakfast food.
Pardon?
A breakfast food.
Pass.
A name a book.
Oh, Gemma.
That was amazing.
That was really good.
Now, Gemma.
Yeah.
Can we just mention, Gemma, you're the sweetest little thing, and then when you're playing that, you are on
fire and
fierce.
Now, Gemma, if we say to you this morning, we're going to give you $300. How does that sound?
Amazing.
For a nine-year-old, you've just won the lotto.
Yeah. Now, Gemma, I'll really quickly run you through the answers you missed out on. A Disney movie. Did you like Cinderella?
Cinderella, yeah.
Have you ever seen Cool Runnings? That's one of my favourites.
Oh, yeah, Cool Runnings.
Yeah, an insect could have been a caterpillar or a centipede.
Yeah.
Do you ever catch them?
Sometimes.
Yeah, get in the dirt and catch a couple of them. And a dairy product could be cheese. Do you ever have cheese in your sandwiches?
No.
Oh. Melted cheese is nice.
Melted cheese is good. Well, Gemma, a massive congratulations. You're going to be so popular at school today. Everyone is going to be wanting to raid your wallet, so make sure you keep your $300 close to you.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome, Gemma. Thank you so much for playing. Alpha Bucks Kids back next week, thanks to ECU. They are Australia's top-ranked public university for student experience. And you're right, white line fever for Gemma.
Wow, that was quite incredible.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be right, mate. She'll be right.
She'll be right, mate.
Yeah.
She'll be right, mate. She'll be right.
A brand new segment called She'll Be Right, Mate.
Yes.
And it's all about those times when you injure yourself and say, she'll be right, mate. We are joined by Brendan, who you would have seen on MasterChef.
Ooh.
Even if you're not watching the shows, do you feel like you've seen the ad of yourself cutting yourself, Brendan, like 100 times?
Oh, it's been replaying in my head like constantly. I'm dreaming about it every night.
How's your hair now? Can I have a look?
It's actually healed really nicely.
But
so
good scar.
I filmed it a while ago.
Scars,
yeah,
an scars awesome... are sexy.
Yeah.
It's like a Harry Potter scar, actually. It's like a little Z. So.
Yeah. So you were running up the stairs in your challenge on MasterChef. You had an olive oil bottle in your hand.
Yeah, and I tripped and it smashed and... Oh, next minute, you know, 13 stitches. So
that you're she'll be right, mate. I need to push on.
She'll be right, mate.
Now, you were an absolute hero. The opposite of she'll be right, mate, is Xavier Ellis right now, who went for a light jog last night. And Brendan, can you just describe what Xavier's doing right now?
It's a bit strange, actually. He's getting a massage on the floor right now, so.
Can you hear us, Ellis?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, it's going great.
Right, so
we did put the call out for a masseuse earlier. And,
we did.
Thank you to Al, who's come in here. Shredded Strength Institute has just come and helped us out.
We'll
get back to Zave in a second, but yeah. First, let's hit the phone.
Well, lucky Brendan's here because we're going to hit the phones. We've got Alice. Hello, Alice.
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
Good. We've got Brendan pretty much stepping in for Xavier Ellis because he's getting a massage.
Hey, Ellis.
But when have you said she'll be right, mate?
A few years ago, I was riding one horse and leading another horse down the side of a road, and something spooked the horses, and I came off, and because I was on the side of the road, it was a 90-kilometre road, I couldn't let go, and so I got pulled down onto my shoulder and smashed my collarbone.
Oh,
I didn't actually realise it was broken, and I thought it was a bit dislocated, so I sort of tried to pop it back in and had to get back on the horse and ride home holding the other horse.
And isn't that saying, you just got back on the horse?
Yes, that's what I was
going to say. Well, that's what they say you're supposed to do. So, I didn't realise it was that badly broken, and I thought, I've just got to get home. We right and climbed back on and off I went. But
the fact that you had to push your shoulder back in is horrifying.
Yeah, especially when it's not dislocated.
And then jump back on the horse.
You should have another segment, jump straight back on the horse.
Yeah. That's next Friday. Let's go to Ashley. What happened to you?
A few years ago, I called in sick at work. My friends were going ice skating and I wanted to go. So went ice skating and fell over, as I usually do, and broke my wrist in three places. But because I said I was sick, I went to work the next day and I was like, nah, she'll be right. You know, they sort of noticed a little bit. But I was like, nah, it's just a little bit sore. And then went to the doctors that night because it was starting to get a bit annoying. And they were like, no, you actually need a cast. Your wrist is broken in three places.
Oh, that's and you worked the whole day.
Yeah. And I was working in a kebab shop at the time too. So it was like doing a lot of stuff with my hands.
Mate,
yeah, far out.
You're like Superwoman.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Hey, Xavier, what do you think of that?
Yeah, cracker.
Can we even hear Xavier Ellis? Nah.
Barely. Hey, Brendan, do you want to introduce this next person here?
Sean from Sorrento.
Can you see the screen?
No, he can't.
Oh, sorry. So that's why I was like, I'm just again.
So Sean from Sorrento, meet Brendan Pang,
hey,
who just left MasterChef. He is the man that we're talking about at the moment because he cracked on with 13 stitches after cutting his hand. So how you doing, Sean?
Hey, good, thanks. I used to be a firefighter in the UK and I was cooking and we got a fire call and they'd mopped out the canteen, which was between the kitchen and the muster bay where you get the turnout.
Yeah.
And they'd put the mops across the doors to stop the doors from closing.
Yeah.
So the air could go through so that the floor could dry. Well, I had to turn everything off in the kitchen to make sure nothing got burnt or whatever. And time was passing, you know, the alarm had gone off. Everyone's getting ready to get out the fire engines. So I went running through the canteen, leapt over the mops, but totally misjudged it, smacked my head on the top of the doorframe, and came flying out into the muster bay feet first. So everyone was laughing to start with, but then you could see the shock on their faces. And I'm like, no, it'd be right, mate. It's okay. Don't worry. You know, I'm trying to get on the fire engine.
Yeah.
And they're saying, stay where you are. Go look in the mirror. You know, and I went and looked in the mirror and I got this huge slot across my forehead.
Oh, no.
So I ended up in hospital. They're putting stitches in. And then they put this purple glue to seal the wound. And I was flying to America the next day on holiday. So I just looked like Frankenstein.
And what did you say, Sean?
Oh, she'll be right, mate.
Yeah, that's it. Good on you, mate.
We've got a fire call.
Exactly. What a man.
What an absolute
just like
legend.
Brendan, now, quickly, mate, you were knocked off MasterChef, like we said, elimination number 9. You are a social worker. What is next for you?
I'm definitely going to keep pursuing my food dream, so hopefully open up my own cafe, find my feet in the industry, learn a bit more about cooking, and spend some more time with mum and the kitchen. I mean, she bakes cake, so.
I just found out his mum has 150,000 followers on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
She's pretty cool.
She bakes cakes here in Perth, butter cakes?
Yeah, like buttercream cakes. Yeah,
give a shout out to her. She doesn't need any more followers, but go for it.
So her name's Marguerite Cakes on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she's awesome.
Oh, I just started following her. Absolutely amazing.
All right, this Sunday, MasterChef is back, and MasterChef Australia travels to South Australia as well. So you can check that out on 10. Thank you so much for coming in, and well done on being a trooper. And
thanks
well done
so much for having
filling
me
in for Xavier, who's still laying on the floor.
How are you going there, Zaves?
She'll be right, mate.
Yeah.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
But right now.
Ellis.
Yep.
Perth.
That's right. No, on the weekend, all 100 kilos of me is going to be sitting in the Gold Square at West Coast Cowan City Beach Oval, 2:30. It's going to be an absolute sellout, I believe. But
sellout's not even gates. You can just walk over.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, but there's a nice little bar there and stuff. You can have a good day out there. But 131060, give us a call. When should have you stayed in retirement? Now, this is not only sporting. It could be you've invested in something that went really well the first time and then tried again the second time, no good. You might have, as I said before, you might have bought a racehorse which went really well and then reinvested and it failed. But 131060, give us a call. When should have you given up first time round?
Now let's go to Kingsley. Paul, you got a bit of intel about this weekend's game, have you?
Yeah, actually. Funny you're talking about this, Dave, because I think you should give up now. Because you're coming up against me on the weekend, mate, and I really don't want to have to flatten you.
Paul, what team do you play for?
I play for Whiffords.
Whiffers. And will you be on Xavier Ellis?
No, I'm a big-bodied midfielder, so I generally spend most of my time in the midfield, but...
You can make an exception this weekend?
I will make an exception this weekend. Like I said, I really like Zay, so I don't want to have to flatten you, mate.
Paul,
so maybe just give it another week.
Paul, a two-part question, mate. You don't own a spare pair of 10.5 footy boots, do you?
I'm a 12, Zay.
No good for me then. And also, I'd only penciled in 4 goals for the weekend, but since you've called, I've now penciled in 5.
What happened to your footy boots?
If you can kick 5... I'll come and wash your car and clean your house.
Oh! Okay, yes. I did play a game of waffle last year, Paul, where I just wandered in and had 30-5. So we'll just see what happens on the weekend.
All right, we'll see you on Sunday at Xavier's house.
Good luck, mate.
And where's your footy boots?
I don't have any footy boots left, but no, I appreciate the call, Paul. I'll have a cold beer with you after the game.
And he's going to clean your house and wash your car if you get 4.
Has someone been dropped to make room for you?
Are you kidding?
Have they? Because that's you did say that there was...
Like you're taking someone's spot? Yeah.
Who?
Do you want to name him?
One of the young lads.
Yeah.
No, I think we've got a lot of FIFO and stuff, so teams move around.
Oh, yeah,
all
whatever
time.
Makes yourself feel better, mate.
Luke, did you make a comeback?
Yeah, I did. I probably had the same aspirations of Xavier. I pulled myself, pretty much my physio and my family pulled myself out of football the first time.
Yep.
All the people I was working with and that, they were still playing football and I got the bug again, decided I was going to put the effort in, do the pre-season. Lasted the whole lot. First game, ran out there, aspirations in the forward line as Xavier's done himself.
Yep.
Did the hammy.
Just keep playing?
First quarter, unlike most of the AFL now, took me a little bit longer to get back and sat the rest of the season out because I kept on doing it at training.
Oh.
And, watch my team win the grand final.
Oh no!
Well,
do not know how disappointed in myself I was that whole year.
Oh,
I think if anyone understands that, Xavier.
Yeah, I might have missed a grand final with injury as well there. But
was that the premiership 2013?
But 2013. If I do my hamstring, I can guarantee I won't be doing any rehab. I will not be training, and I will never ever pull on another pair of football boots. So,
but you wouldn't mind a masseuse to rock up right now, 131060, to give you a little rub down.
Yeah, just my back needs a bit of a readjustment, so if you are, and we'll give the company a plug, won't we, guys?
Yeah, we will.
We'll plug them.
I'm all in for a neck massage this morning.
Good on you, Luke. Let's go to Port Kennedy. John, you've got an out-of-retirement story.
Yeah, I've got an out-of-retirement story, and this is where Sam, you might want to be a little bit careful. I retired playing soccer close to 15 years ago. Company put a game on, so the company do one. Long story short, even more... got blindsided tackle. One of the other players who tried to tackle another player on my team. He went into like a commando role, rolled onto my ankle, broke my ankle. After on the way I've landed because I've stretched out, put my arm outstretched. I've done my rotator cuff.
Oh. So are you actually nervous, Dave, about getting injured?
No, not at all, because I've got plenty of sick leave built up. So if I do, it might be a blessing.
You're not going to be back Monday?
No, nah, I'm having next week off.
Hey, guys, I've just got a little bit of intel news. How did you pull up after training last night, Dave?
I've got a bit of a sore back, yeah.
at 8 o'clock this morning, there will be a masseuse in this studio.
Yes!
Lock it in. We will be giving them a plug. It's come through.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for the shoulder and neck.
Oh, how'd you get involved as well, mate?
100%. I was his sidekick.
Yeah, no, you're right. You were there with him the whole time.
My manager.
I was backing him in. Huh? Get that? Keep.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We thoroughly enjoyed Perth, especially Fremantle. Cottesloe too. Perth's just an amazing city. We've written a lot of music there actually too.
Please welcome Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck.
G'day gents.
Woo.
Hey, what's good?
Legends, how are ya?
Yeah. We're better now that we're talking to the best coast. I'm talking about the West Coast.
The West Coast is the best coast.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So 2 nights ago, you guys played at State of Origin. How the bloody hell was it?
It was bloody great. I'll tell you that much.
80,000 people. How do you guys go with 80,000 people? Are you nervous? Are you just pumped? Is that one of the biggest ones you've done?
It was all pretty strange. Like when we went out there, it's such a big space, the MCG. Mm. And everyone just looked like ants. But then Ruben told everyone to put their phone lights up, and then it was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, we couldn't actually gauge the extent of it because during our performance, they sort of blacked out the whole stadium for the lighting so that everything would pop, including the cool-ass water fountain with projections being projected onto it. It was crazy.
Very cool-ass.
But that moment, yeah, where they pulled their lights out on their phones, we were like, wow, that's quite a big stadium. There's a lot of people.
How does it come about that you guys are on the MCG for State of Origin? What's the process to get such a big gig?
Well, they reached out and they were interested in having us perform and we jumped at the opportunity. And
it was more or less a yes or no question and
the answer was yes.
And I guess, guys, there's people in our job that love us. There's people in our job that hate us. There was a little bit of negativity on Twitter, but then there was a lot of people that were loving you guys and there were some people wondering where Jess Mowboy was. Do you guys read all that stuff?
Do you want to know what's really funny? I just read a tweet from Music Feeds that said that first of all, the headline was Peking Duck had terrible reviews for the State of Origin performance. Then in their article, these so-called journalists wrote that we brought Elephant out on stage with us.
Yeah,
all the way from Sweden. We brought Michaela Baranov with us on stage. Yeah. So it just goes to show the depth of these journalists' minds.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. And this is the thing. In these articles that journalists sometimes will share, and not all journalists, some do a really good job.
I'd say all.
But they pick tweets, and it's like there's 5 tweets there, guys, out of 5,000. And you've gone and managed to find those to get your headline.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. They're doing their job. It's all love. We had a good time. It seems like everyone else had a good time.
It's every journo's job to try spark controversy when they can. But, I mean, you got to pick your targets. And us under the firing line was pretty funny, I thought.
Yeah. So did you head down to the New South Wales rooms after the game and maybe continue on into the evening with those guys?
Ruben's been partying with them still. He's still on the bender.
I've stopped drinking beers. I'm a chill goo and having a coffee now.
Guys, I have a question, and I don't know where you can find this or you have to make this, but how do I get my hands on a guitar that shoots fire out of the end of it? Because when I saw that, I was like, give me a piece of that thing. I want it.
I'll hook you up, brother. I got a few of them in the garage and we'll work it out.
Well, just got a couple hanging about in the tool shed.
Well, guys, we are chatting to you about your latest song, Fire. The music video everyone is just raving about. How long does that take you guys to actually make?
That all came together very quickly, funnily enough.
2 days.
It was two days of shooting, but the actual concept for the video we came up with in our manager's lounge room with Ryan, the director.
It was a week prior.
So he did the wild stuff. He organized everything. And then we went out to Warrnambool. And then we did all the horses and stuff like that. And then the next day we went to Sovereign Hill and did an overnight shoot. So that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Spaghetti Western, people haven't seen it. And it looks hilarious.
Spaghetti Western, did you say?
It totally is a spaghetti Western. Yeah. That was our absolute intention.
What does spaghetti Western mean?
Spaghetti Western, like a piss take almost, maybe?
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's sort of got like comical nuances throughout the bang bang and the riding horses.
I was like, is there spaghetti involved?
No, calm down. There's no SPC involved in this one, Sam. It is called Fire. It is available now. Ruben and Adam, thank you so much for joining us, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We love you.
catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
There's a story here in Perth that has really pulled at my heartstrings.
Oh.
I don't know what I can do. I don't know how I can help, but I want to make us all more aware of it.
Okay, Andy.
A beautiful grandma by the... I better remember her name. Now, I've just
I'm
got
totally
a Gosnell's grape.
The heart is really pulled so hard you've forgotten her name.
Fran. Her name's Fran. A Gosnell's great grandmother is going to be deported back to the UK.
Nana Fran.
Yep.
Now, what's happening is her daughter lives here, Karen, with her family. Her husband passed away a few years ago. This is Fran's back in the UK. Mm-hmm. So she came out to Australia, I think it was about 9 years ago. And now she has when you get a visa and stuff, there's all these complications.
Yeah,
and
it's a nightmare.
You know what it, you hear about this all the time.
Mm.
But because she's 77, she's retired. You know, she's settled here with her family. She needs to spend $1,000 a month on injections.
Whoa!
Now she can't afford that. Her pension pays for the other medication that she needs. But her pension can't afford this $12,000 a year.
I mean, that's a lot of money on a pension, or it's a lot of money for anyone, really.
Our government won't pay it, and because...
Is she an Australian citizen?
I think there's something when you come out in retirement, like she can't, her visa has been knocked back because of the medical cost that she's costing...
Australia.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me, it's $12,000.
Yep.
In 2019, 2020...
Mm.
We have, for Social Security and welfare, the estimate $191.8 billion of taxpayers' money and in the budget,
yep.
And we can't give this lady $12,000.
Is it one of those tricky ones where if you let her, you let 100,000
But
others?
My thing is, and I'm not here to slam people who go on the dole because I've got lots of friends that do that, but there are people that rot certain systems. I went to uni with a fair few people.
Should I be
that,
feeling about my
that rotted the welfare system. And for me, that sucks that my taxpaying money goes towards people that rot the system. And this little old lady.
Nana Fran.
Grandma from Gosnells who wants to stay here with her family.
So
she has no one back in the UK. No. So that's why... You know, she's facing deportation in the next few weeks.
Far out.
Like, they are looking into it at the moment. Like, her case has gone to Mr. Dutton's office. He has confirmed whilst it is under investigation that she won't be deported, but she has been notified that her visa a couple of years ago was not going through and that in the next few weeks that this could happen.
Well,
imagine if that was your grandma.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully it gets resolved soon. And I understand what Ryan's saying. If you open it for one, you open it for many. And I understand what you're saying in terms of the amount of people who might be using university welfares and dole bludging welfares, that sort of stuff, for not the right reasons,
yeah,
and you'd rather your money go to somewhere more direct that's going to help someone from being
deported.
There's
a lot of people that use it wisely, you know, like that in need, and they need it, and I understand that. But for me, with all that money that I see in those $1 billion, surely we have enough for this little old grandma. You know, like that's what I just think. If that was my grandma and I had to send her back to the UK.
This might be your Kim Kardashian moment.
My Kim Kardashian. Well,
it could be.
This might be.
I might be going up to Mark McGowan's office.
I'm just saying this might be your chance. Because the lady got released from jail.
Yes. Yeah, so do Kim I call a meeting with Mark McGowan?
I think you just, turn up.
Turnbull.
I think you just turn up because I'll probably say no to the meeting.
Might need a few more followers on my Instagram account first. So real high.
Well, you've crowbarred an Instagram socials
so
promotion.
Well, Kim Kardashian it was because she had all the social following, right?
If Heidi... I've
seen it all.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
I hate to break it to you, but I've done some research overnight. I've been fiddling around in the radio studios, and it turns out that Post Malone, a guy who we play all the time here on Hit 92.9, doesn't actually exist.
But you went to his concert.
I saw him live, which made it hard for me to get my head around as well.
I'm pretty sure I've got him on Instagram as well.
Well, okay. I know they're doing a pretty good job of making up this guy, because let me explain how this guy is not actually a real person. So you know how a lot of singers will have a certain vibe to their songs and their voice, like a very distinct sound, and that's because they might put different effects on. For instance, when we hear Khalid, he's always got that kind of reverb-y sound and they make...
Who's Khalid?
Are you joking?
DJ Khalid.
No.
There's two.
Oh, no. I've been living under a rock.
They're spelt and pronounced slightly differently.
Yeah, I should have had an example. Anyway, what I was getting at is what you can do is a lot of artists, they, you know, pitch it up or use the gain or all the fiddly things in the studio to make their voice sound a certain way. And then it gives them a certain style.
Yes.
So here's one of Post Malone's songs. Damn, I ain't pick on a side. We all know this song, right?
Yeah, people are obsessed with it.
And that's actually pitched down a little bit, right? So to explain what that means, without the pitch, you can actually hear who's really singing it. It's actually Justin Bieber. Have a listen. Does that not sound like Justin Bieber?
So when... Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to work this out because whether this conspiracy could be true.
When you get Justin Bieber's voice, which is this is the original. And then what you do with the effects, you just turn the pitch down and this is what you get.
So what we're saying here is I could actually sound good if someone worked on my pitch in the studio.
That wasn't my first takeaway from this story.
Hey, that's what I'm thinking, that I could actually be a good singer if someone used the pitch.
So, say we both love this song, right? You know this one? Great song, cool, congratulations. One of his first bangers. Tell me who you think this sounds like. My mama calls, see you on TV.
Bieber.
Now, I don't know if Bieber is Post Malone or Post Malone is Bieber, but that is the same version.
So, I'm
version,
confused. Are you just pulling the pitch down yourself to a level that you think's Bieber?
That's just altering the pitch. It's the same song.
But that's you doing it.
Yeah, well, someone's discovered this online. Yeah, right. And then we went and had a play in the studio, and I was like, oh my God.
Okay, so like question, Bieber. Right? Because you saw Post Malone here in Perth.
Yep.
A lot of people did.
Yep. When he's, Red Hill Auditorium, some of the great folks.
Yes. When he's singing up on stage, how do they work your pitch and stuff then? Or was he lip-syncing?
Because it goes through they're not singing like without a microphone, it all goes through the desk, you know? And having said that, if that was Justin Bieber, he's been eating a lot of burgers and drinking a lot of beers and stacked it on.
So you don't believe it?
Well, all I'm saying is when you hear that, it does sound unbelievably similar to Justin Bieber.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
It's post.
Is that not Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
But I mean, okay, it sounds a little bit like Bieber, but then you could probably pull up 9,000 other songs we play on this station and fiddle with the pitch and they all sound
like
the same.
Bieber.
All Ed Sheeran. It's all Ed Sheeran.
It's all Ed Sheeran. Everyone.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hit app. Download it today.
Let's say hello to our next guest.
Verity Charles, West Coast Fever. Netball. Game time. Once I got falconed really hard. Falcon hard.
Please welcome Verity Charles.
Hello, Verity.
Morning.
Now, it's huge at the moment at West Coast Fever. Everyone has West Coast Fever.
I've had a good dose of it this week.
Yeah.
Fever is real.
You guys are killing it.
It's been, I'm kind of shocked, to be honest, hey?
You're so far on top of the ladder, they may as well give you the premiership right
Let's
now.
Let's just call it.
Just call it and finish up early and go on a netball trip. But girls are absolutely humming. What's been the difference this year?
Look, Janiel definitely helps down the back, our Jamaican.
The big full forward.
Yeah, like that's been pretty dreamy, especially in my position to feed someone like that.
Do you just throw it up high and then just walk back to the circle and get ready?
Feed my Jamaican.
Girls got to eat.
It's pretty nice. Girl does got to eat.
Now, love that. We spoke about this with you. So there's a hashtag going around called Wake Up Netball. Mm. Now, this is because so many people in Australia play the sport. I think it's over 1 million people, guys and girls.
Yeah.
But they're not getting the numbers, are they, of people attending the games or watching it on TV?
Exactly.
I mean, last weekend you were aiming for 10,000. You got, I think, under 9,000.
Close.
Dave, our producer, has just walked in the studio.
Dave. Yes.
At any opportunity, he comes in the studio, Dave.
Any opportunity, loves a bit of fame.
As soon as I hear my name, I'm in. Absolutely.
Now, Dave, do you want to explain to Verity, because she told us in the studio, about a month ago?
Yeah.
That she had an idea.
Yep.
And you've now run with it and taken it.
Well, all credit to Veza. I think she was promoting the idea of this hashtag Wake Up Netball. It's across Australia. There's a Facebook page, hashtag Wake Up Netball, which is huge, gaining traction online. Yeah. So Verity mentioned that to me, and then I sort of jumped on that cause. I'm a massive advocate for jumping on causes, yeah. especially if I get publicity as well. So that's exactly why I've done it. So she pitched the idea of getting lots of netballers around Australia involved in maybe a video concept or like a song.
Yes.
And I love the idea of getting netball players really involved in this hashtag Wake Up Netball. So I've decided to write a song. I'm a lyricist by trade.
A lyricist.
It's good to know what your trade is, because yes. radio producing obviously has
definitely
been
isn't the one.
Yeah. Still honing that skill. So as a lyricist, I have created a song. The song by Katy Perry, Wide Awake.
Yes.
It's a little bit of a grunt.
Which you might have been inspired by Verity.
Yeah, I know that you and Verity, look, all credit to you guys, you told me about
the song.
Song. Thank you.
Yeah. So Dave, you've made your own
so
version.
This, I've made this the whole awesome. Song. I've written the whole song, but I'm not going to play the whole thing for you because that would be silly. I'm just going to play the real chorus that will get stuck in your head, if that's all right. How do you wait a second?
Now, I was just going to say, is Verity judging this? Because she does sit on the fence a little, I have to say. She's a very, very nice kind of yes. girl. So we are going to need absolute honesty from
yeah,
you, Verity.
So like, this, okay. this is an example right. of it. Verity, who's the most hated player in the netball league? Who do you hate the most? On the fence.
So, look, in general, yeah.
On the spot.
I'm looking for feedback here. If you hate yes. it, then we go back to the drawing board. But I think you'll love it. I don't know.
And so you want
I've got faith.
You
I haven't a clue how it's going to look
the
online.
The biggest pincher for you though is like getting everyone involved and
singing or like miming to the song.
Okay.
Here's the hook. Here's the chorus.
All right,
yes.
Get ready.
I wish you tuned in. Part of our crowd on the TV, turn it up loud. Every game, it makes it so sweet. The netball's on, get
yes.
on your feet. We won't give up the fight.
Yes.
Oh, wave the sport goodbye. We're taking the spotlight.
You have smashed
that's
that.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Well done. Okay, Verity, remember, picture this.
Dave, I'm never going to lose that picture.
Dave,
yeah, no.
Dave doesn't have to be the singer. He's the lyricist.
Yeah. I loved it.
I'm a lyricist only.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
I loved it. Boom.
Even
killer.
The voice.
You are talented.
Dave, nailed it.
Thanks, you guys.
But my issue is your voice.
Oh, that's
you're
fine.
You're a talented singer. My issue is
no,
your voice.
No, seriously. I reckon
but you're really good.
Some women to sing.
Yeah, absolutely. And songwriters are the ones that get paid the most anyway,
yeah.
mate.
Hooray,
so well done. You've made the cash.
Any, now, any singers in the West Coast Fever? What do you think?
Kaylia Stanton has a bit of a voice.
Is that right?
Yeah. Kaylia Stanton. Kaylia.
Close, way off.
Yeah. Would she come,
close, way off.
Would she come into the studio and help voice it and we'll produce it up?
I reckon we can sweeten her up, yeah. Like tell her there's coffee in here or something and she'll be here.
Oh, we'll get her a prize pack, a mystery pack.
Yeah,
this mystery. Could be massive. Dave, congratulations.
Amazing.
Right?
You, yeah, are you are now the team lyricist.
Yes. That was amazing.
Team lyricist is amazing. Fine with
yeah,
me.
Well done, Dave. That's very impressive.
I'm actually in shock. That was so good.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We love him, we love him, we love him!
Xavier.
So, like, I get a little bit shaky.
Be my Xavier.
He's such a humble, strong man.
Xavier.
Dreamboat.
So he can love me.
Be my.
He's so brave.
Xavier.
And his hot, sexy body just touching mine. I hear him on the radio and I crank it right up.
Crank it right up.
Absolutely. Now, we aren't doing the whole 131060 call in because these people have already registered. Now, I have a $1,500 JB Hi-Fi voucher and $1,000 to improve your university experience. Now, we've got our three callers on the line.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to hear today is why you need it so desperately to improve your university experience.
Well, I mean, you've been at uni for 14 years,
14
Xavier,
years.
So someone would say that you were probably deserving of this.
Deserving.
Slaying away for 14
years.
The poor guy can't get a break.
I was just thinking, if I started uni 14 years ago and was committed to it, I could be a brain surgeon across the road right now.
And a lawyer.
Unfortunately, you're stuck here with Ryan.
I could have double degreed it.
Bad luck. You've instead just skipped over a 6-month radio course, not even required.
If anyone has gone to uni, like I think back to how desperate I was for cash when I was at uni and I was just so in need of a really nice TV to sit down or, you know, a watch or a great little laptop to work on.
Yes. Well, laptops these days, I know, Endo, you would have been at uni 14 years ago?
Yeah,
years
I've handwrote everything.
How important?
How old are you,
yeah,
mate?
Yeah, we had to handwrite everything. I didn't have computers then.
How old are you?
I'm actually secretly 44.
Yeah, you are old as it gets. Let's go to Steph. Steph, please plead your case to Xavier Ellis.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
I've actually written a poem for you, Dave.
Oh,
Steph, yeah. Brilliant. Let's go.
Okay. You were my favourite footy player in the Golden Blue. I worshipped you like Jesus and Ben Cousins too. I'm a broke uni student, meaning I don't have many clams. If I win this prize, I'll give you a shout-out on the gram. I've had my broken laptop since year 9, so please help me out. You have the prettiest eyes, Xavier Ellis, without a doubt. So, Xavier, will you please be my saviour?
Oh, my God. Steph, unbelievable.
You've set the bar high. The crowd goes wild outside.
Unbelievable. I mean, Brendan and Emma, like, I don't even know. Do we even go to the other guys?
Brendan, you better...
Sorry, I was going to say, Steph, just quickly before we move on, what are you doing at uni?
I'm studying criminology and forensics.
There we go. Wow. Okay.
And with a wordsmith like that, I feel like we've got Australia's next true crime podcaster.
Exactly right. I hope, Brendan, I hope you've actually wrote a song for me, mate, and you're going to play it to me because at the moment you're coming second, clearly.
Hey, Brendan.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Now, Zaves is expecting a song after the poem. What are you studying at uni, bro?
Well, right now it's accounting, not the most enthusiastic.
I know, mate. You stand by accounting. It's one of the great, more fascinating degrees. All I got right. One of them bad boys. So please pitch your case to Xavier Ellis.
Xavier Ellis has been a bit of an inspiration with his backstory at university. Because I'm kind of going through the same situation at the moment. I've been taking, I think I'm on my fourth year of studying, but I'm still doing first year university.
Yeah.
All my friends have graduated or are doing honours, and I'm still doing the first year stuff.
In amongst the 18-year-olds?
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of demoralising.
Okay.
All right, Brendan.
I can appreciate the not only the course you're taking, but the time the course is taking. Mm. Yeah, well done, Brendan. Yeah, stick in there, mate.
We'll book him in through our taxes, obviously, in a couple of months' time. Let's go to Alfred Cove. Emma, please plead your case to Xavier.
So, Xavier, please, please be my saviour. So, I've had the worst semester. Everything has gone wrong. I bought a new car, or a second-hand car, and then a week later it was ridden off by a truck on County Highway. Then a few days later I broke my finger, so I couldn't work. And then my laptop keeps breaking, and I can't afford to buy a new one. So, this would literally make my life. You have no idea how amazing this would be.
That's a strong case.
Yeah.
And
you would absolutely be my saviour.
And trying to do uni with a broken finger, that's tough.
Yes, it is tough. But for people like myself who don't actually write anything at uni, it can be quite easy.
Just to sit in a lecture theatre and not do anything.
I'm sorry. Hands down, Steph has to be the winner. Like the other guys, you did well, and thank you so much for registering. And I wish we could give all you uni students a leg up. Is that what you say, a leg up?
Yeah.
Right, who do you think?
I mean, I love that Brendan's an accounting student. Get around the finance nerds. Emma, she really pulled at the heartstrings. But Steph with a poem, I mean...
Hands down.
Unbelievable. Save.
Are you there, Steph?
I'm here, yes.
Could you just give me the first couple of lines of your poem quickly, just before I decide, please?
Sure. You were my favourite footy player in the Golden Blue.
Stop.
I worshipped you like Jesus and Ben Cousins too.
That'll do. You've won it. You've won it. You've won the
$2,500.
Thank
you so much, guys. You have no idea how much this has helped me out. I really appreciate it.
Well, mate, keep doing the good thing and studying hard as you do. Don't spend all that money on partying.
No.
Oh, my God.
I think, how long's your course last for, criminology?
It's 4 years, but I'm taking it over 5 because I'm actually applying for the police force, so I'm doing it at the same time.
Now, Steph, the preparation you put into that poem, I imagine you get your assignments in on time. So enjoy the 5 years of university because I don't think it'll go any longer than that, but enjoy the prize pack. Thanks to ECU.
Yep, ECU,
thank
Australia's
so much,
top-ranked public university for student experience. Thanks so much, those legends. Good on you, Steph.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks, Steph, bye.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today. Last calls. Let's go. Come on.
All right, finish off the show. Finish off the week any way you like. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Hey, Sharon. We're good, mate.
Hello.
You got something for us?
I do. I've got a joke.
Yes.
My kids love this joke. It's probably going to be a little bit tacky, but hey, I get a good laugh from it.
Welcome to Hit 92.9, Sharon. All right, let's hear it.
Okay. So why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Because it got stuck in the crack.
Oh, you got it.
That's not going to get past me, Sharon, the jokester.
Oh, mate, great joke. You have a fabulous weekend. I've now got a surprise.
Thanks, Sharon.
Ryan and Xavier. I have got the beautiful Chloe walking on in right now. She's going to come to this microphone. She's been waiting this morning.
I'm very wary of like snakes and stuff.
Come over to the microphone, Chloe.
Hello.
Now, how are you?
Good.
You're from Olympic Fine Foods. Do you want to tell Xavier Ellis and Ryan what you have in your goodie bag? The one thing that we were searching for in Perth and trying to find out about a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so at Olympic we sell a grandpa mix which has a party mix with red frogs and little chocolate buds, and I thought, maybe there's green frogs in here. So I went to the warehouse and asked and they didn't have them. There's only two places in Perth that sell green frogs.
So, because remember we were saying, whatever happened to green frogs?
They've been eliminated.
And I got a whole kilo of green frogs.
Yes! We've made it.
We've got one of the only packets of green frogs in Perth.
Yep.
Xavier, you're going to
unless
share
if you go to those two warehouses.
Yeah. Xavier, will you be sharing any of those?
No, absolutely not. But that is an absolute
Mate, at least get one.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Because remember, this is what we're talking about, Chloe. Remember the little white paper bags you'd go to the milk bar when you were younger?
I was going to buy the paper bags too, but I thought you would just eat them straight out of there.
Now, you know that I'm a licorice all sort fan. You do sort the Spud Shed, I think, out, which is what we were talking about. Are there licorice all sorts in that bag?
Oh my God!
And I've got Heidi's favourite cashew.
I just told her I've done Xavier
to go with your beer.
Chili beer.
I thought you would like some party mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank God for that. Oh my God. We have been absolutely treated in here this morning. Massages, lollies, unbelievable.
And the grandpa mix.
Now, Chloe. Oh, please, just because the boobs are a bit loose at the moment. But Chloe, I must compliment you on your hair.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you do your hair like that all the time, or did you just do it for us this morning?
I do it sometimes. I'm a dancer, so.
Is it natural? To describe it, would you say a built-in flower crown, if you will, or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks great. Thank you so much for holding us up this morning.
Okay.
And also solving a mystery of Perth.
I looked everywhere. Even Cash and Carry, I thought they would have them being a big warehouse.
We've all got to eat one on the way out.
The main warehouse was in Lansdowne, so.
Chloe, we love you. We thank you so much for going on the mission on behalf of Olympic Fine Foods. Now, we've got three songs here. We normally spin a wheel, and each one of them is our song that we've chosen. Which one would you like to play here?
We got Eminem, Wiz Khalifa, or Usher in the mix.
We'll go Eminem.
Yeah. Eminem. All right. Thank you very much.
Pass me a green frog, bro.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
That Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up was for the epic new Optus prepaid plans.